So, may I come in, please? Thank you. So, I know that you dropped me off an hour ago. I know you have a busy schedule. I just think I left something back. Yeah, when my purse spilled. I'm sorry. I was wondering if I was wondering if you found my diary. Yeah, it's a black leather-bound diary. I'm sorry. Did you find it? Oh, yes, that's the one. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I will not be this careless again. Yeah. So I guess I'm gonna go now. I know you have a busy schedule. I don't want to be a bother. Okay. Okay, have a good night. Yes? Oh, okay. No, I don't mind. I don't have classes tomorrow. I can stay. Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes, sir. What do you want to talk about? Oh, yes, I'm very comfortable in the seat. You don't need to worry about that. Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about again? Oh, how long I've had this diary for? I've had this diary for about 9 years. Not this specific diary, of course. I've had this habit for 9 years. Yeah. Yes. What do I write? That's a little personal question to ask, but I write whatever that comes in my mind, starting from my thoughts to my dreams and everything. Yeah. Oh, of course. I write whatever I feel is worthy of writing. Is something wrong, sir? Oh, you read my diary, huh? I'm sorry. My handwriting isn't that pretty. Do you even understand anything? Okay. So, what did he read? Oh, you want me to, you, sorry, what? You want me to read out certain pages from my diary? Okay. All right. Do you want me to? Oh, you want me to? Okay. Okay. All right. March 13th, 2020. Today, I went to meet with my sir. Sir was dressed in his black Nike shirt and a pair of very comfortable blue jeans that always makes his assets look really good. Sir, why are you making me do this? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do not question my sir. Yes, rule number five. Do not question when a task is given. Okay. So, where was I? Yes. Sir was dressed in his most comfortable blue jeans, and which made his assets look real nice. He has a very nice ass. Sir, please, can Okay. Sir has a very nice ass. As much as I would like to worship his ass, the way he touches mine, I don't think I will be allowed to do that. Anyway, so Sir and I went out to my favorite cafe, and we drank our regular orders where Sir asked me about how my day went. Sir is very sweet when it comes to this. He always makes sure that my day has gone well before he does something lewd with me. And I really, really appreciate that. And after I told him about the things that have been bugging me recently, he was very caring and understanding, and he gave me so many advices, which I have saved in my brain, so I really don't need to write them down. But I really like how Sir takes care of me. So, obviously, after our coffee date, since Sir is having a busy schedule, he dropped me off. I'm very excited to see him tomorrow. And, well, Sir, do I really have to read everything that is written on this page? Like everything, or can I just stop now? Okay, I cannot stop now. Okay. So, yeah, so I'm very excited to see Sir tomorrow, and I really hope that I get a good CGPA in my first sem. Okay. 13th of March, 2020, 3:25 a.m. I just woke up from the best dream I've had in a really, really long time, and I do not wish to forget this. So here I am, writing it out. It would be very embarrassing if my sir ever sees this. So I'll have to make sure to keep my diary safe, yes. Okay, so in the dream, I went over to Sir's house on 14th, and Sir was very excited to see me. I was wearing my sundress, which he really, really likes, the blue one with flowers on it. And I wasn't wearing any panties, but Sir didn't know that. So we were sitting and talking on the couch, and Sir placed his hand on my thigh like he usually does while we talk, and he gently traced his fingers up my thigh, and he could feel the warmth radiating from my core, because I just can't help it when Sir looks at me in a certain way. Every time Sir looks at me, it gets me wet. And I was very, very wet. And I was hoping that I was not staining his couch. Anyway, so Sir realized that I wasn't wearing panties, or maybe he didn't, I'm not sure because he didn't do anything right at that moment. He gave me the benefit of the doubt. And, well, me being the stupid, dumb little slut that I am, thought that he didn't notice. So I pushed myself against his hand, pretending that I wasn't aware of what I was doing. I could feel his finger between my slit, pressing against my clit, while wetness pooled between my legs. And Sir looked at me the way he does, raising his eyebrow and maintaining eye contact while he smirks. And he did that, and slowly his fingers started moving. But at the same time, Sir didn't stop talking to me. So the entire time, Sir was asking me about how my day went, about what movie I watched, asking me to explain the movie, while his fingers stroked between my legs. He played with my clit in soft, gentle circles, and fast flicks of his finger that reminded me so much of his tongue whenever he eats me out. And then Sir slid his finger inside me when I started explaining the plot of the movie that I watched recently. So while I was explaining the plot of Midsommar, his fingers were curling deep inside me, rubbing against my G-spot. And he smirked at me and insisted that I spoke clearly while he tortured me in the most delicious way possible. And then and after I told him the entire plot, throughout which at one point I started grinding on his fingers. I was almost riding his fingers. I don't know when he slipped another finger in, but I do know that it felt so good. And when I finished the plot, he started asking me questions about which one was my favorite scene in the movie, and I did not care about the favorite scene of the movie because all I wanted was to come. But he said that the only way I'm gonna come is if I answer all of his questions properly. So that's what I did. I answered every single questions that he asked, no matter how silly it was, while trying not to moan and not to squirt on his fingers, because if I squirted without his permission, I would be in a lot of trouble. And then he told me to come, and I did, and I ended up coming in my sleep. So I woke up with wet panties and a nice wet spot on my pajamas. The end. Sir, I'm sorry. What It wasn't my fault. It was just a dream. I just had to write it down. Yes. So am I in trouble for squirting in my sleep without your permission? I am? Fuck. Okay, okay. So I suppose I'm gonna get punished? Yeah. Okay, alright. So what do I have to do? You want me to tell you the plot of the last movie that I watched while you touch me? Okay, so the last the last movie I watched was Secretary from 2002. No, sir, I do not know who the director is. I'm sorry. Okay, sir, from next time I'll remember who the director is. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, sir. So, what's the plot? Okay, so there is this girl called Lee, and she's very naive, and she recently had a major accident. Like I will speak clearly. She self-harms. So recently she did something really bad. Like, she cut herself with a kitchen knife, and it dug too deep, so she got institutionalized. So the movie starts with her getting out of the institution and her parents welcoming her, and you know, she sees her parents fight, and she blames herself, so she continues self-harming, even though she said her therapist and her parents that she will not self-harm anymore. She was self-harming, right? And she thought that she should probably do something with her free time. So she looked up for job applications in the paper, she basically thought that she should do something with her free time. So she was looking for something to engage her, and it wasn't really a job application first. It was more like a tutoring center, I suppose. So basically she learned how to be a typist. Yeah. So she learned how to be a typist, and she graduated at the top of her class. Mm-hmm. She was a very good student, even though she had her quirks, of course. So after getting that certificate, she applied for a job. She applied to be the secretary of a lawyer called Edward E. Gray. Yes, I know that the first thought I had was of Christian Grey for 50 Shades of Grey, but no. So, no, sir, I know, I'm not gonna come. I just started the plot. Okay, so, so she meets with Edward, and Edward says that she's way too qualified for the job, and Lee insists that she doesn't mind. She wants to be bored. She just wants to do something. So she started working as his secretary. And during typing, sometimes you make mistakes. So she would do spelling errors and everything. And Edward used to forgive her. But Edward started noticing that, she always carried a needle, a sewing kit, a sewing kit with her, but it actually had blades and tincturized in it. So, and he also saw that she had scars on her inner thighs, so like the underside of her thighs, because she was placing something and she was bent over and her skirt lifted up. So yeah, oh my God, fuck. So yeah, he spoke to her and told her to not self-harm anymore in a very dominating way. And after that, what happened was she was constantly making spelling errors, right? And he got really upset. So he marked it with a red Sharpie and placed it on top of his desk, and he told her to bend over, and she did, and then he told her to read it out loud, and as she read, he spanked her over and over and over again. How many spanks? I would say six. So, and that's how they started a BDSM relationship. And then, she had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend was very vanilla. So she wanted the boyfriend. The boyfriend wanted to have sex with her, and she wanted the boy to spank her, and the boy wouldn't do it, so she wasn't really turned on. Yeah. So, then what happened was, Edward stopped doing that, marking it with a Sharpie and spanking her, and she was really, really upset. Oh, so she picked up a worm. Yes, an earthworm. And yes, Tinea SP. Yes, I know the scientific name of it. Oh my God. Yes. So he. Oh my God. So sorry, not he. She. So Lee FedExed him that dead earthworm, and he placed it on a sheet of his writing pad and marked it with a red Sharpie and brought her to his office, and he made her bend over and take off her pantyhose and panties and lift up her skirt, and he jerked off on her while her boyfriend was outside that office. Oh, yes, I liked it. I liked it very much. And after that, he just told Lee that he will not, he fired Lee because he wasn't comfortable with it. Like, he was getting turned on by her innocence and the entire dumb sub thing, but he was embarrassed of it, so he fired Lee and changed the locks and everything while Lee's, oh my God. So Lee's boyfriend, what's his name? His name is Patrick. Lee's boyfriend, Patrick proposed to Lee at a diner, and Lee just didn't know what else to do, so she accepted it. And when they were, you know, making her do the trial for the wedding gown, oh, she realized that she loves Edward, and she ran back to him, and oh my god, and she said that she loves him, and she will do anything to prove that she loves him. So Edward made her sit on his office chair with his legs, with her legs on the floor and her hands stretched out on the desk, and said to not move a muscle until he comes back. And she did it. He called her on the office landline, and she tried to pick it up using her mouth, but she wouldn't move her hand. He saw her as her boyfriend tried to persuade her, and she fought back. She kicked him in the balls and told him to fuck off. I'm paraphrasing, of course. And oh my god, and everyone misunderstood and thought that she was, you know, she was doing a strike, a hunger strike, because, you know, she was not eating or drinking anything, and she wasn't even moving a muscle. And she, oh my gosh, she pissed herself because she wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom. And after 3 days, Edward came, and he took her upstairs, and they had like a bathroom over there. He bathed her and cleaned her, and then they made sweet, sweet love on this really pretty bed. Yeah. And then they got married, and their honeymoon was this one scene where she was, they were in a forest, and she was tied to a tree, and he fucked her. Yes, it was a really good movie. What was my favorite scene? I really like the scene where Edward asked her why she self-harms, and she just couldn't explain it, so Edward explained it for her. He said that sometimes we feel so much pain on the inside that we want it to let it, like, we want to let it out. And so we cut ourselves, and when we watch the wound heal, we just feel that emotional pain go away. I remember you said the same thing to me. Yes, yes, you did. I remember. And what else? Oh, I really liked the spanking. Yes, I am a dirty, dirty little slut. Really likes getting spanked. Sir, please. I told you what you wanted to know. Please, may I come now? Please, sir. Oh my god, sir. Please. Oh my god, I'm so close, sir. Please. Okay. Like that. Yes, sir. Yes, I will always, always tell you about all of my naughty dreams and fantasies. Please, please, can I just come now? Yes, sir. I will let you be now. Thank you for this. I really appreciate it. Have a good day, sir.